You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Thursday, which we affectionately call Friday Eve around here. So we have no special sound effect for it. We just rejoice in the fact that it is Friday Eve. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Thursday.
Friday Eve.
That's it better. Friday Eve.
Did y'all, did you have little man's birthday last night?
Little man's birthday last night, and we let him choose where he wanted to go. Yeah. And I don't know if many people know of a country artist named Walker Hayes, but he has a song out called Fancy Like. And yeah. Pax is he loves that song, and so he wanted to go to Applebee's last night.
Sweet.
So he went to Applebee's. He got a Bourbon Street steak and an Oreo shake. So.
Oh man, that's some birthday eating right there.
It was some birthday eating. He loved it.
That's good. That's awesome.
Thanks for asking.
Oh god, I love it. All right, I'm gonna be seeing my grandbabies here pretty soon. By the way,
I know you can't
pretty
wait.
Stoked.
So soon.
Stoked. They call me Cap, and Cap is like overdue to see those grandkids.
Oh
so.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, by the way, okay, we're just going to talk about our families for the next half hour. Hey, we got a great show lined up for you today. So 3 o'clock today, Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, the Madison County chapter, is going to be on with us. You know, they got that event scheduled right now for Saturday at the Madison Public Library. Well, I got news. In the last hour, we are learning the Madison Public Library is canceling the event, claiming that they're concerned about security and the ability to host that many people. Yeah, like they didn't think this was going to be a big event. So, yeah, we're going to find out what's what because I got news. This is not sitting well. And the company Brave Books that we talked about yesterday with actor Kirk Cameron, they have already sent a letter from none other than First Liberty Institute, a national organization that does not play around with constitutional privileges and rights and liberties. And so, yep, we're going to be hearing more about this. 3 o'clock, we'll get the update from Emily Jones, Moms for Liberty. And then 4 o'clock, slightly off the usual schedule. We usually do it at 3:30, but 4 o'clock, it's my favorite time of the week. Boomer and McQueen going to be on at 4 o'clock today. Just a little advanced energy for you there on the Whoop Whoops. But yeah, 4 o'clock, Boomer McQueen. Stay tuned for that. We'll have a great time there. And then I got a whole triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it, man.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, right out the gate, I'm not even playing. We're going to jump right in, feet first. I'm talking about in the deep end. Adventures in Woke World. You know the deal. I get to resource in the show, and I'm like blown away by the level of wokeness that I'm seeing everywhere. And at some point, I just realized, nope, it's time. It's time for another Adventures in Woke World. So we'll do that, number one, on the Triple Dipper. Number two, I didn't get to it yesterday, so I hung on to it for today and even added a little bit to it. Live free or die. Live free or die. Second Amendment. It's amazing to me. Like at every turn, it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court of the United States says, or for that matter, what the Constitution says. Liberals are determined that somehow or another, it is the firearm itself that is the cause of all their angst and woe. It's not the person, not the criminal, surely. Anyway, live free or die, Second Amendment, we'll talk about it, number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, I don't know if you heard this, but in 2011... our national bond rating got downgraded. Let's see, who was vice president then? Oh, Joe Biden. This week, with the same guy being president, Joe Biden, we just got downgraded again. We are now at a lower bond rating as a nation than we have been in anybody's memory. The market's reacting negatively to it. The White House is trying to blame it on Trump, believe it or not. Then again, believe it. But I'm just saying, Bidenomics is not working. And it's proving itself in the fact that we just saw our bond rating get lowered. How's that impact us? We'll talk about it. Number three on the Triple Dipper, Bidenomics. Well, all right, let me jump over here to my comments, and I will remind you that our friends at Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that's all over North Alabama, Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations in the Birmingham area, two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. Southern Immediate Care, always so clean, always so professional, and if you need them, they're open 7 days a week. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it. So let me just jump in here. Bit of trivia for you. In India, apparently, and in parts of the Middle East, it's considered bad form to pass things to someone using your left hand. It's really bad form to touch food with your left hand. In those cultures, the left hand is reserved for, well, personal hygiene. And it would not be uncommon to have someone even refuse to accept a salt shaker passed to them by someone with the left hand. Just one of those little faux pas that can crop up without you having any idea. Cultural, you know. Stick with the right hand. Keep the left hand in your lap. You'll all work out fine. But you know that in most of the world, though, the use of the left and the right hand for whatever is just fine. But have you ever had one of those times, though, when it became obvious that the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing? So the left hand and the right hand. The funny thing is, Jesus even used that phraseology in the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew 6, he encouraged his followers to give their gifts in such a way that the left hand would not know what the right hand was doing. His intent there was implying that giving should be done with humility in such a way as not to try and draw unnecessary attention or be seen as braggadocious. But it's also just an old saying, the left hand versus the right hand, that's often used to describe when communications have broken down and the people who are supposed to know each other's business just simply don't. Okay, so with that being said, I have a confession to make. I'm a really good Christmas shopper, like generally speaking. But I'm typically only doing the shopping for Charlene while she does it for the rest of the kids and the grandkids. It's a system, man, and it works. I am not too proud to say it. There's a running joke at Christmas at our house that I am usually seeing many of the gifts for the first time when they're opened. The kids will open a gift, they'll beam with delight, thank their mom, and then say, oh, you too, Dad. And I usually respond by saying that I am just proud to be the financier of their Christmas, but defer to their mom for the actual selections. It's a real-life example of the left hand not always knowing what the right hand is doing, but that one's intentional. That one's a plan. That one works. I am not going to rock that boat. But I do proudly shop for Charlene. I do. And there's two ways that works. Okay, here's the deal. One of the shopping methods that I use is called freelancing. And we even say that. The freelancing. My freelancing shopping. She always says, I'm a little worried about your freelancing. Those are the gifts that I get her that were not on any list. They're just things I thought of. And they're also often the ones that get returned. But with Charlene, you know, it's like I'm sure most of you guys out there, I'm never sure about ladies' fashions or ladies' sizes. So the other way of doing shopping is when she actually emails me her Christmas wish list with links to go online to the shopping sites straight to the actual item with the color and the size already picked out. How can I go wrong? The left hand just told the right hand what to do, and the right hand is very happy. But there was that one time, though, when instead of emailing it to me, I don't know why, she printed the list out and she gave it to me. Like I said, I don't remember why we did it that way, but she printed the list, gave it to me. I folded it up, put it in my pocket to save it for later. And when the time came, I went to my computer. At some point, I took out my folded up list and I began doing my shopping. Proudly, confidently, purchasing the surefire gifts that were going to make a really big impression. Come Christmas time, when the moment of joy arrived, she opened her first gift. And a funny look came on her face as she says, well, thank you, honey. Seemed a little anticlimactic. And then our daughter opened a gift, and darn if it wasn't the exact same thing. And when it came Charlene's turn again, she opened the beautifully wrapped present that I handed her and had the same puzzled but polite, oh, well, thank you, honey. And then our daughter, you guessed it, opened the exact same thing, size, color, and all. At that point, the reality was setting in that something had gone awry. Charlene looked at me and asked how it was that my freelancing came out to a direct match to our daughter's present. I said, freelancing? Those things came off the list you gave me. Five gift wrap packages later, and she and our daughter had two wonderful stacks of the exact same items. And yes, I went to the desk and I got the list out of the drawer. I said, look, here it is. This is what you gave me. And then she unfolded the paper and turned it over, and there was her list on the other side. I worked off the wrong list. But I'm going to tell you right now, though, I can wrap presents really well, so those presents look good. And those packages looking mighty good, but the left hand and the right hand were not quite in sync. So we still laugh about that one to this day. And it's a good thing I kept all the receipts because she had to use every single one of them. But look, left hand and right hand, it's sometimes funny, like Christmas gifts, but it's sometimes not. And it can be a sign, by the way, that things need to improve. Like, for instance, an interesting story came across my desk yesterday. One of those examples that tells you how big our government really is. It seems that an Israeli company developed a spy software, and this software is highly effective at tracking and monitoring people without their knowledge, and it does so in such a way as to really constitute an invasion of privacy. I don't have all the minute details as to how it functions, but suffice to say, it was recently being used by a government contractor to monitor U.S. citizens. The software is named Landmark, and its main feature is a geolocation capability that gives the user the ability to pinpoint anyone's precise location simply by inputting the person's phone number. And the government contractor that drew attention to it was actually using it to track and monitor U.S. citizens in Mexico. And when it was discovered to be in use, well, in 2021, the White House blacklisted it. They directed the FBI to conduct an investigation as to what agency had contracted the services of the contractor. Huh. Only to find out that the government contractor that the FBI was actually having to investigate turns out was under contract to the FBI itself. In a classic case of the left hand not knowing what the right hand was doing, the FBI had to eat crow and admit that the agency that was operating outside the bounds of what was considered good policy, maybe even legalities, and in need of investigation by the FBI was the FBI itself. I mean, think about it. How big is our government when one agency cannot even track its own movement sufficiently enough to realize that the efforts that are being complained of are actually their own? Now, the U.S. government is huge. I mean, really, our state government's huge. I mean, I'll never forget when Republicans took over the majority in the Alabama legislature. Senator Del Marsh became the pro tem of the Senate, and he was shocked to find out there were several ladies working in another building down the road that were supposed to be his staff, and nobody knew who they were or what they did. They just came to work and went home and came to work the next day. The left hand in government does not always know what the right hand is doing. And in that case, we had the left hand having no idea the right hand even had some employees because the organization was bloated and had become inefficient. Look, government can't get so huge and management can't become so detached that the left hand and the right hand operate independently of each other. Otherwise, you wind up with double Christmas gifts and investigations by the FBI on itself. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yes, I'm a darn good Christmas shopper, but apparently I'm a better Christmas rapper. Anyway, bottom line is this. Left hand and right hand in government, if you're that big, if you're that monstrosity of a size, then you got to recognize there's going to come a time when the left hand can't even see the right hand, much less know what it's doing. Bloated government. That's why conservatives like limited government. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Storm kicking up outside the windows here at the Right Side Studios over in Northeast Alabama. We just had a power flicker, so bless you, Jesus. Power on. All right, we got plenty of stuff laid on. By the way, the text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And we got plenty of content. What are you doing?
Plenty of content. Hey, I wanted to start off before you jump into the first dipper, because it is Adventures in Woke World, right?
It is.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
I heard it.
You
need to be
like picking and grinning. I heard it
earlier today, and I was like, oh, this would be perfect.
Okay, I'm.
Are you ready?
I'm standing by.
Okay. Yes. So the joke is, why did the transgender man only eat salad?
Why did the transgender man, oh,
eat salad. Yeah.
So this is the chick that now thinks she's a dude. Why did the transgender man only eat salad? I have no idea.
Because he was a her before.
Shut up. I set my coffee down. Oh, that's awful. That is so awful.
I heard it and I had to say it.
Don't quit your day job. Don't quit. By the way, don't quit your day job because we love you around here. This is your day job. But anyway, oh my gosh. Okay, that's good. Boomer.
That was good.
Gee, my nutty. All right. Oh. I'm a picking and I'm a grinning. All right. Wow. Oh, what else? By the way, several things to update you on. I'm watching the video delay and you're wiping tears off your eyes. Text lines are open. Like I said, 833-687-4448. And there's a bunch of stuff happening up there right now. Number one, we got great feedback, lots of exposure on the fact that we had actor Kirk Cameron on the show yesterday. Working hard right now trying to get Riley Gaines on the show. That may happen soon. Going to have Moms for Liberty on today. So I'm loving the fact that they've got this event scheduled for Saturday, except drama has inserted itself. We'll talk about it here in a few minutes, but liberal TikTok influencers are asking for people to come and protest those nasty parents who just want to read faith and family and freedom-filled books to kids. There's that. The library has officially canceled the event. They have said, no, we're not doing this here. It's scary. And they think that they're using the fire marshal as the arbitrary decision, you know. But you know what? That's like saying everybody had to be inside at the same time. You have a right to say first come, first serve. We'll rotate. We'll come out there in the parking lot. We'll talk to you out there. But no, they just went ahead and said, this is too much to deal with, man. Let's just cancel it. Well, they have now gotten a letter from First Liberty Institute. I've got a copy of it right here in my hot little hands, and we'll go over that here in a few minutes. It's a drama. Here's the next piece of drama. Yesterday, news broke on this show. Thank you to Jeff from Indiana. That's the kind of network we have, by the way. Jeff from Indiana sent us actual pictures that appeared to indicate that the rocket was being taken down out there at the I-65 rest stop near the Tennessee line. And we had somebody else came back and said, no, it doesn't. We don't think so. We went out there. Well, it's official. They are not only taking it down, but they are taking it down fast. And I think, you know, this is classless on the part of the Space and Rocket Center. They know there's been a public outcry. They know that there's been an opportunity to try and, you know, do something or to hear from the public. And instead, they've just like, hands in the air. Sorry, we don't want to play. And so here we are. And I'll just tell you, it's a shame. It's a crying shame. But they are, scaffolding is up and parts of it are down. We gotten word back from Senator Tom Butler. State Senator Tom Butler checked into it right away. And he got word back from the state and the Space and Rocket Center that, yes, they are taking it down, even as we speak. So crying shame. All right, listen, we're praying against the storm, which has made our power flicker three times while I was talking. But so far, so good. Praise God. We're going to keep on. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back with Adventures in Woke World.